Blog Talk Radio.
You.
What's good, my G?
What's going on, man? You already know what this is. PSA Radio, man. We back. Yo, we got a crazy guest today, man. Before that, though, we got my bro, my partner. You already know what the fuck it is, man. It's Dre, Three Letterman. What's good, man?
Man, what the fuck is good, man? I feel like we've been on a month hiatus, my nigga. What's popping out here, man?
Oh, man, we got a big guest. It's slow in the battle rap world these days, Dre.
Yep.
Very slow in the battle rap world. But we got a dope guest calling up, man. The dude Nino, man, it's co-signed by one of your, I know one of your favorites.
Oh,
one of my favorites.
You know,
too.
I fucks with Jada heavy, so you know what I mean?
Yo, come on, man. Kiss with Kiss.
I ain't co-signing dude either because he with Jada, because you could be with somebody and not, you know what I'm saying? They might see something in you that the audience might not fuck with. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
Sunday nights. It does go well with Sun is Nice. You can't deny the nigga. I've been, last couple of days, shit, damn near a week, I've been pumping, listening to mixtapes and shit, his freestyles. I just fucking subscribed to the niggas, you know, Man TV and shit, so, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Is what it is, bro. But you right though, bro. It's a slow and battle rap world. It's so fucking slow.
That's slow. We'll be back on that, though. You guys already know battles drop. We're going to start reviewing those when they come out. I mean, come on, man. That's already a given, though. That's already a given. But, yeah, man, we got Nino calling up, man. It's going to be dope. Kind of want to know what Kiss has talked to him about in the game. What kind of shit he's soaked up already. You know what I mean?
But, yo, he's been around for a while, though. Been around for a while. You know what I'm saying? Been doing his thing. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Yo, did you see Kanye's interview on The Breakfast Club?
I did.
He must have been on his meds, though. He was a different Kanye and shit, my chief.
You know what?
I can't even know what?
I think having the daughter changed him.
And he's trying to be, that has something to do with it. And I also think that he's not trying to rub CEO shoulders the wrong way. He was mad PC and politically correct. That's not the Kanye I'm used to. I'm not knocking it. It's just cool.
Yeah.
I don't like the arrogant Kanye. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Because to this day, that shit bothers me how he went up to Sway and acted dummy style with Sway, and that's his man's and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's facts. So, that's facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is, my dude.
Yeah, I did see that, though. It was good to see him, you know, them kind of squash the shit. I know him and Charlamagne kind of had some beef and shit like that, but you know what I'm saying?
If Drake goes up there, that's what I want to
do. Oh, man.
And I got to say, yo, I get on Drake and shit, man, but I like a couple of them songs of that mixtape, my dude. I like the fucking Jungle song. I'm fucking with the Madonna joint. Obviously, Energy and 6 p.m. in New York is probably the hottest shit on it. They got a couple joints that I'm fucking with. I can't even front, man. You know what I mean?
I like You and the Stick. When he was talking to his mom and shit like that. Hey, yo, there's a line on there that I thought was so crazy when he said, I don't joke with this mama. I take the knife out my back and I cut their throat with it, mama. I was like, damn. that bar.
You got a couple drinks in there. I'm fucking with this shit, bro. I mean.
Yeah, man.
And what is that? So I see Chris Brown and Tyga.
They came on the show, yeah. Oh, they got the album, too.
I don't really give a fuck, though. I don't be real, though. Chris Brown's rapping. I don't really give a fuck about that. I mean, really, not. You know what I mean? I'm good. I fuck with Chris Brown, though. I can't fuck, though.
Yeah.
I just don't like, you know, all these niggas, R&B niggas want to be rappers and shit now, you know?
No, that's facts. Yo, we got the guest
he was
calling
on the Breakfast Club,
man.
Yeah, he was.
We got the guest calling up, man. This dude crazy with it, man. And we definitely have to chop it up with him. So you already know what the fuck it is, man. It's PSA Radio. We got to welcome Nino, man, on the show. Nino, what's good?
What's good, y'all? I'm happy to be here.
Nino, what's poppin', man? What's good, my G?
What's poppin', B? What's the word, y'all?
I can't call it, my nigga. First off, I gotta say this from the rip, my nigga. I seen you on Sway in the Morning. You fucking ripped out freestyle. Real quick, Nino, man, because you was being mad humble to the dummy nigga that called up and said you sound like Papoose. Let me just say this for you. Nigga, shoot yourself, my nigga. This nigga don't sound nothing like Papoose at all. I don't even see the fucking comparison, my nigga. I sat there like, yo, Sway, hang up on this fool, my nigga. He sound like a fucking idiot. But, my nigga, shout out to you. I got to say, my nigga, I had to do the knowledge on you. I had to go. I even subscribed to Nino Man TV, this, that, and the third. Watch all the freestyles. Bitches ain't shit. On One Mic, Lose Yourself, fucking win a listen to the mixtape. I just fucking put on the iPod, you and Jada, the movie joint. So, my nigga, where did Nino Man come from, man? Explain it to the people, my nigga.
That's fine. That's fine. I appreciate that before anything. You know what I mean? But,
word.
But, yeah, man, I'm from Harlem, you know. I mean, 112 for Linux. I've been rapping for a minute, but, you know, I just kept going at it. Everybody gets their time. That's all I did was just kick back and keep doing what I'm doing, grinding. You know what I mean? Just kept going at it, and it just led the way. Now I'm here, you know what I mean? I could break it down more for you.
That's what it is. Because, my nigga, let's be real, man. A lot of niggas go up there Sway in the Morning, and they be trying to freestyle, and either niggas is pulling their phones out. You got to understand, you know, man, I'm from a different era. There was no pulling your pen. Well, there was no phone back when I was in there, my early stages and shit. You couldn't pull no paper out and start spitting bars and shit, my nigga. And to see Heather B's reaction, my nigga, to the way you was rhyming, I never see Heather B act like that. You know what I'm saying? So here's the question I got for you, my nigga. Where do you, how did you and Jada link up? And when did you, like, when you got that call, like, yo, Kiss want to meet you and shit, you had to be ecstatic, my nigga. Break it down, my G.
Yeah, it all started because of my manager, Black Money Hampton. He linked me up with Jadakiss. We got up, sat down, did a feature, let him hear some music. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean, then we just started vibing. He was fucking with it, giving me little pointers and all that shit. So I just kept fucking with him. He kept showing me love. And then after a while, like, we just put it together. Like, he just like, yo, we gonna do it like this. And that was the whole plan. You know what I mean? And now I'm just on it.
Nino, I got a question for you. What was some of the best advice that he's given you for the game? And, like, what have you soaked up and that you kind of keep close with you from Kiss?
Damn, see, we talk a lot. So it's like I kind of, like, look at everything you tell me. Like, I take everything in consideration. So basically just moving and strategizing and being patient and just – you know what I mean? Like, it's like a whole bunch of stuff that he's showing me, you know what I mean? So I take all that in consideration, like him, Styles, you know what I mean? Shout out to Sheik, too, you know what I mean? But Styles give me a lot of good advice, too, you know what I mean? So they some good dudes, and they smart, you know what I mean? So I try to stay humble and let all that soak in so I can make a better me, you know what I mean?
So is this Billion Dollar Dreams deal, or is it so raspy? What's it looking like for label wise?
Yeah, it's right, Billion Dollar Dream and So Raspy. I mean, Billion Dollar Dream is a label with me, Fox Money, and Money Handsome, my man Shrimp, and So Raspy is Jada part. I mean, I'm down with So Raspy, and we pushing just to set. I mean, just putting the pressure. I mean, on everything. Like you said, we ain't going to the offices. We just putting that work in the street. Letting it bubble up right now. You know what I mean? Then if they pick up on it and give us a bigger platform, then we with it. But until then, we're just grinding, tearing the streets up and spreading. You know what I mean?
I think that's where the best music comes from, though. You know what I'm saying? When the labels come in, you know, a lot of these artists, it kind of changes for them. I like, though, that you guys are keeping it on the streets right now just to bubble that.
Yeah, that's the most important.
I wanted to say something, man. Those freestyles that you do, were you like, all right, man, I can kill some of these hottest beats out right now, some of these hottest songs better than these best can? Was that your mentality going into it? Like, man, let me show you how to work this beat, though.
Yeah, like, I just be on it. Like, I like being unique, you know what I mean? So when I see Like you ain't got to copy somebody's style just because they got a hit, because it's a hit and it's in regular rotation. That's what a lot of people do. I feel like if you're just an artist, whatever you put together, it should just be likable. You know what I mean? Like, so basically, I'm that type of artist. So I just be trying to like do different shit instead of just following the wave and just let it build up. And that's exactly what's going on right now. And I'm just shout out to the people that fuck with me. Shout out to the fans and everybody. You know what I mean? And that's it. And it's working. It's showing talent. That's it. Because we lack that. So I be missing hearing stuff like that. I like the new music now too as well, but I like lyricists too. So this is what I try to do. I try to bring what I used to like in a new way.
Okay. So your team, my nigga, HBR, man. I hear you shout that out a lot, my nigga. What's the stand for HBR?
What is that? H&R Block?
H&R Block, pardon me, yeah.
Yeah, H&R Block has me, Flowboy Vega, Benji Films, Bori Bills. I mean, that's what I like the groundwork, like those the niggas that rap with me and all that shit. So they got some fire too. They coming up next for sure. I mean, we just like doing everything in order right now. So they definitely got some fire. You can hear them on a couple features and all that shit. You can look it up on my SoundCloud, mixtapes and shit like that.
Yo, now, you know, you from Harlem. You from Harlem and shit. And I want to ask you a question. Being that you a Harlem nigga, usually you hear Harlem niggas, they fuck with Dipset. There was never no relationship, nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I fuck with Dipset. Shout out to the whole Dipset. They show me wild love. It's always love.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I guess I don't know, like sometimes people be having their own stuff going on, you know what I mean? So you never know what somebody got planned, so you just got to just keep working. And, I mean, like, whoever really want to rock with you, they'll rock with you. You know what I mean?
Now, Nino, I got a question for you about New York hip-hop, man. What do you think of the state of New York hip-hop right now?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you've seen... I got to ask it.
I like it, man. I just love music in general, B. Like, like it's all types of different music. Like, that's how I feel. But, like, sales-wise, it's different. That's a big difference. So I don't know if you're talking about the music-wise or sales. But if you're talking about what you're talking about, the music, right?
Yeah, the music, exactly.
Yeah, people go left, people go right. It's always been like that to me. I just feel like it's just in a new way. There's always somebody new to show it in a different way. The time changed. Music always changed. Like I said before, just like an artist, just got to just be the artist and just make it work, like, instead of like...
Nino, come on, man. Nino, I'm a Brooklyn-born nigga, and I came up under Rakim, Kane, and Slick Rick to your boys, the Locks. I got to keep it real, my nigga. To hear you, I like Slaughterhouse. I fuck with Uncle Murder, Sky Zoo. I fuck with a lot of New York niggas, man. They going to the trap beat route because that's popping right now. You know what I'm saying? Or they trying to, like, I don't want to say get a Chicago sound. No shade to Bobby Smurda them, but I just don't feel like New York does New York. You know what I'm saying? And a hair nigga like you, you sound like you hungry, like you want a deal, like you in front of fucking Def Jam trying to have Russell. Like, Russell, I got bars and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. New York hip-hop to me, man, it's just, that's why I appreciate the Locks, the Trinity Trillage. I bump that shit heavy, man. So, I don't know, man. Manolo Rose, I see him on the rise doing something here and there, but I don't know, man. NY Hip Hop to me is made of left, man. I don't know how you feel particularly, but for me as a fan, when I hear certain niggas around, I want niggas spit bars and shit.
I feel the same way, and that's why I do what I do. You understand? Like I feel like even when people go to radio, like Funk Flex and stuff like that, like they don't really like do it the way they used to do it, like to show that, like, why they on Hot 97. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, not what plugs you got, how nice you are, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I feel like when you go to certain stuff like that, like go to Flex, and you know you're going to rap, I feel like you're supposed to go burn it down, just like how everybody else was do, like the Locks, Rockefeller, you know what I mean? It used to be crazy, but I said, like, that's why I'm here, to show a new wave, bring that back in a new way, you know what I mean? Give it a new feel, and the people loving it so far, you know what I mean? So let's see where it takes us.
Now, Nino, I want to talk to you a couple minutes about who you rhymed with in Harlem. Now, you got a lot of Harlem lyricists and stuff like that. You know, we see him in battle rap now, which I see that you were involved in and a fan of. Who are some of the roughest that you've actually rhymed against if you battled them on the block?
Damn. I ain't really, like battle, like, too many popular people that, like, like that's the only thing right now. It was probably people that was popping on the block back then, you know what I mean? Because I was
in the battle with you and Dan Bars. We seen you and Dan Bars get busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a minute. That was as soon as I came out of jail, because I was locked up and shit. I came home, I think I was like the next week. Yo, I used to battle everybody, like, you know what I mean? Like, on a regular, but like I said, like, they ain't got the names like his. Now, you can name Dan, because I know Dan doing this battle thing and all that shit. I mean, shout out to him. I mean, but I don't know, man. I wish you two was out back then. It would have been a surprise. But, you know what I mean? It's, like I said, everybody get their time. And I feel like it's lit right here. You know what I mean? Putting this work in.
Yeah. Do you actually watch it? Do you actually follow the culture? No.
Say it again.
Do you actually follow the culture of battle rap right now? Like Rex,
yeah,
Charlie Clips. I know you fuck with Goods. We seen you have freestyle with Clips and Rich Dollars years ago.
Yeah. I know a lot of them personally. You know what I mean? So shout out to all of them doing their thing. I really don't know everybody. Like, I really like paying attention to the people I know, because like, there'd be too many people sometimes. You know what I mean? So I get confused, but besides that, my brother be keeping me on top of that. So I'll be knowing when new battles come out because of him. But everybody else, I know what's going on. I mean, I used to be around niggas on the regular. And even being around shit like that, I mean, because them niggas do that shit all day. You got to just be up. I mean, that's the era I came from too. You know what I mean? Like in a different way. So I got to keep it going and with a new feel. You know what I mean? On beats to show. Not even in it. I'm not a battle rapper. I could just do it. You know what I mean? So I'm just doing, like, talking my shit, because it don't really rock anymore when people be like that, but doing it with a different swag. You know what I mean? And even on any old beat, new beat, I'm going to make it sound right. You know what I mean? Get that new feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's about that time.
That's what it is. So what you working on right now, my G? What's in any new projects coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on a EP right now, you know what I mean? And it's supposed to drop on iTunes and everything. And Kiss about to drop his album, so I got a slot on there with Kiss, I mean? And that's going to be crazy. And Styles P dropping his album too, and I'm going to be on that joint. So I'm just basically like, and I'm about to start pushing like a song. We're just going through the songs now to pick the right joint to push, like, why I start warming up and all that. So I got a whole bunch of stuff in the works, you know, shows, walkthroughs. You know, just putting in that footwork right now, you know what I mean? It's falling together, you know what I mean?
Man, to be featured on those albums, though, man, you got to understand what a lot of people would do to be featured on a Kiss, a Styles P, have them on their tape coming out. I mean, it's crazy, especially the lyricists that they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what they mean to the game too.
And it's the ultimate cosign. It's the most ultimate cosign. You know what I mean? Like when you know about to do a joint, they go, it's not hard to get Jada Styles in there. You can follow suit, you know, other niggas can see that. Fabulous can see that. I seen you talk on an interview saying that you fuck with Fab Heavy. So I'm figuring, shit, we know in Fab, but like you like to get Fab on the joint, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everything getting put together. Everything's going good, though. I can't even complain. I'm loving it right now. You know what I mean? You got to count your blessings, baby.
That's what it is. Nino, are you doing beats too, my nigga? Am I right on that? You do production?
Yeah. I do production. A little funny, little sign.
My nigga, you don't be giving niggas, industry niggas beats? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, here it is, boom.
Nah, I really don't do that. Like, I just happen to just know how to do it. So I just do it when I'm in a different mode. If I'm not hearing the right beat, I just like, fuck it. I'm going to just put something together and just flow on it type shit. That's where that really came from. But Kiss always try to get me to make some more. But, yo, nah, you got to use that.
this shit's fire. Like, you got way better shit than
yeah,
that.
Son.
Really do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like, I ain't really, like, on it like that. But I make them when I feel like it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you like kind of being behind that scene, though? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to the artist, but also producing kind of behind. Also, you know, making your own sound, too. Because that's kind of what a huge thing in the game right now. Everybody has, you know, you see different places have their own sound. So when you can produce your own and mix your own, I think that's a huge plus, especially today.
Yeah. It definitely is a good feeling, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I was just going to just look at it like I didn't want to force it on the people. I just let it build up. But I feel like the more and more they start paying attention, they start catching on. You know how it go. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And then when they find out, then they start catching on. Like, oh, yo, he made this. And, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, I'm going to put no pressure. You don't know. You do? Doing your homework.
Word.
You paying attention.
You know, man. Shout out to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, man, for the people, man, so you can get into them, man. Get familiar, man.
Yeah, my Twitter is @AlminoMan, and my Instagram is @AlminoMan_. I mean, IMNINOMAN. And my Facebook is the same thing, AlminoMan. Everything AlminoMan on Instagram with _. Follow him, man. You heard?
Word.
Hard to subscribe on YouTube too. Subscribe AlminoMan TV and
Word.
SoundCloud/AlminoMan once again.
Yes, sir. Catch all those freestyles too, man. Watch them rip them fucking industry beats up. Come on, man. That's neat.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing is,
you know,
I got all different types of shit too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I'm just like I said. Step by step, day by day, like it's working. You know what I mean? Everybody going here, so like even with the cool trappies, I don't take it too far, but I put a little bit. You know what I mean? Like just fuck with
right.
people. You gotta give people a little bit of sign. But I'm not forcing it. I'm not trying to force nothing. You know what I mean? Right. Wibbity whopping, wibbity whopping, and all that. I ain't gonna be taking it that far. You know what I mean?
Do you kind of see it as like lyrical exercise to you though, to kind of switch beats and switch the flow up? You know, it kind of keeps you sharp.
That's, you know, it's so crazy. I just did some, this new joint. I don't even want to say it yet, but I just did this new joint. And I just told my man, I was like, yo, look, I do these, like, lyrical exercises and all that. And then you just put that up. So that's exactly how I look at it. I look at those like you just exercising, you know what I mean? Because I, you know, hear that sort of flow a different way on them joints too, so. I got some good shit coming, like, that's about to drop. I'm dropping a new video on Wednesday. You know what I mean? That
shit. Oh, shit.
So,
okay.
R&S, real nigga shit. You're going to see that all over on Wednesday. And I got some other shit that's about to drop. That shit I was just talking about, but I ain't going to speak on that. I'm just going to talk about the one on Wednesday.
Do me a favor, Nino. I want you to, if you don't mind, man, because I appreciate the freestyles, man, because that's where the hunger for me comes from. So if you can, still drop them free. The bitches ain't shit. The lose yourself. If you can grab a DJ Premier beat, my nigga, for me, and just rip that shit to shreds,
oh,
that'll do over here like myself some justice. You know what I mean? I'm a DJ Premier fanatic. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
I'm going to try to see, because he got some shit, too. So I'm going to look up one of his joints and try to see which one I'm going to fuck with.
Yo.
Got you.
That's what it is, my G. You know, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, for real, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Wait for the new mixtape, new album, video, all that, my nigga.
I appreciate y'all, man. It's a honor, man. You know what I mean?
You already, my G.
We appreciate it, bro. Salute, man.
All right, man. Make sure y'all download the mixtape from that tip. Search Nino Man. Make sure you go to thebilliondollardream.com and order some clothes, latest gear. It's fire, females, everybody. I mean, go have a ball.
Let's go.
All types of sex.
All right. Shout out Nino, man. You already know, my nigga.
My chief. Salute, right. Bro.
You're ready.
All right.
Easy.
Hey, shout out to Nino, man. Yes, sir. Mixtape, clothing, man. I'm about to cop some of that clothing. Send it to do my I dress you already, man.
What?
You know, salute to Nino, bro. I think it must be crazy, though. I mean, you, me and you know about it, Dre. Like, Jada, South Sea.
Yeah, my nigga, that's pressure, too, now. You know what I'm saying?
It's easy
to get features and shit. And
yeah.
Jada, could, you know, he got him up there at 3 in the morning. He, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That doesn't happen without Jada. That cosign.
It's good to have artists that like that. That, you know, we can say that as far as, you know, hip hop evolved, and these dudes stay true, and, you know, stay with the lyricism. So it must be crazy,
yeah,
you know, being with them in that studio, in that booth, and just kind of seeing what they do, man. It's just to be able
right.
to soak that up. It must be insane.
And for them also, Timbo, on the flip side, it's
yeah.
good for the locks
yep.
too, because you got a young, hungry dude on your squad. So that makes you
yep.
like, all right, you know how he feels. He got that hunger, and that helps, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you start writing your rhymes and shit, you see this hungry dude next to you and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're
trying to get
them. They must
and
keep
shit,
them
so.
On their toes, too, absolutely, because you know
yeah.
Nino's going on this track. Like, let's be real. If I'm Nino, I'm like, I'm going on a track saying, I'm going to kill Jada on this track. I'm going to
yep.
smash his
yep.
verse.
Like, yep.
you have to. You have
yep.
to.
You have to have that mentality, bro. That's 100%.
Of course.
One vote. You have to.
Of course.
You
can't
go
what?
In there
you
thinking
what?
Like, all right, well, Jada have a better for now. You got to write your hottest shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's always it keeps them polished, too. You know what I wonder, Dre? I wonder if Kiss and T, you know, see a little bit of themselves in Nino, you know, as far as, like, that hunger from the beginning.
I would think so. I would hope so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that helps, too. Of course. Of course, I think that helps too, man. Salute to Nino for coming up, killing those freestyles, man. Just showing everybody what true lyricism also is about, and that it still exists. There you go.
Word.
Still out.
Facts.
You already know
Facts.
What the fuck it is, man. We gotta put this interview up. Shout out to Nino, man. And you already know what the fuck it is, man. The PSA boys, we back. Dre, take us out, man.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. I like my bro Timbo, man. You know, man, shout out to you, my dude. Jada Style Sheik. We need y'all next, my dudes. Real talk. Y'all already know, man.
You already, man. Salute.